on your radio dial at 100.3 FM and worldwide at TeamMyrtleBeach.com and the 100.3 The Team app. Welcome back to The Drive. On the Tuesday, got your girl in the cut of she choose a club going up.
Welcome back to The Drive. I guess it's Tuesday, right?
It's a Tuesday, forget your blues day.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm your host, Pat Payone, my co-host and sidekick, Wally B.
Just blessed to be here.
Flipping the switches, we got Remy D'Angelo being producer. Throw out the phone line real quick, 843-652-3776, always on Twitter at 1003theteam, on Facebook at facebook.com/1003theteam. Anything you want to talk about, guys, mainly we want to keep you on topic, but if you got something on your mind and you want to talk, give us a call, go on Twitter, we'll go ahead and bring that up on there. Yeah. But we want to go ahead and these are just a couple stories you can't pass up.
I find this very, very funny, because I just don't see him being a bona fide journalist to pull this off.
Exactly my thought. And what we're talking about is, it came out yesterday, Charles Barkley is going to be hosting a new TNT show called The Race Card. This is he's going to be going around the country talking about race with, quote, today's cultural leaders, and it'll premiere sometime early next year.
And what I find funny is Charles Barkley, he's like the Donald Trump of inside the NBA, you know? So it's just going to be fascinating, because people, I think most people don't dislike him. I think very few love him, but I think a lot more love to hate him or love to dislike him.
I mean, he's a polarizing figure, and that's right. Donald Trump of the inside
that's
NBA.
That's his shtick. That's why he's there on Inside the NBA, because he says some crazy things that makes people go, what? And you sort of want to watch to think, what stupid thing will he say next?
That's exactly why people are going to watch. I mean, he may be, and I'm not trying to be mean, he's not intelligent.
No.
And I'm not saying that maybe
not
it
even
comes
basketball, basketball wise, maybe, basketball IQ lacks.
Maybe it's just how he projects his viewpoints. It's just not a very intelligent way to do it. And so I'm very intrigued to watch this show, especially the fact that, you know, in the past, he really has had been at odds with the African-American community.
Yes.
Just the notion that he said cops are absolutely awesome. And this is not a political, obviously, opinion on mine. But he's just said some things in the past that has really irked, you know, the people that really he relates to the most.
Yes.
So it's going to be interesting, and, you know, we always question what he says about the NBA, and you brought up one during the break about LeBron James and how he's always hated LeBron James, and even when LeBron James brought the title back to Cleveland this year, he was still hating on LeBron James.
And I do see a lot of jealousy in Charles Barkley,
oh, yeah,
being the fact that he played then, not now, because they're making the bank they do now. And
never won a title.
Yeah, exactly. So the good news is it's only going to be a 6-episode series, thank goodness.
Is that good or bad? Because probably after the first episode, everyone's going to be like, why are we watching this?
Some things have been canceled. They have 6 episodes in the can, but sometimes it's so bad for 2 or 3, they'll say, okay, enough of that. We're going to go back to replays of great NBA games on the channel, so you never know.
But really, is there anybody worse that you could think to host a show called The Race Card than Charles Barkley? I can't think. Maybe Donald Trump. Maybe.
It's either going to be really successful because it's going to be riveting in the fact with his stupidity, and the intelligent leaders he's going to be talking to about race, and such a very very volatile topic to talk about in any regard. So it's going to be interesting to see if Charles can pull it off or if it's going to be a big fiasco.
I also wonder with the guests he has, because like you said, it's going to be cultural leaders. Are they going to take him seriously? I think that's something, you know, that I'm going to be a parent and watching it. Are these people taking his questions and his comments seriously? Because 75% of the things he says on the NBA, which he's supposedly the professional, you know, I don't take seriously at all. So it's going to be very interesting to see that.
Can Charles Barkley become a true journalist and serve the purpose of this program like it should be? I don't know, because it's a very touchy premise. The show's going to be based on The Race Card. So we'll have to find out.
Very interesting. The other little grab bag from sports celebrity news, and I want to get your – are you a Walking Dead fan?
You know, I am not, but I understand the phenomena. You know, because I'm a man of strong faith, so I don't embrace anything that involves death by any means. TV shows, I don't wear skull and crossbones. Nothing with death do I ever want to associate with. So that's my personal thing with The Walking Dead, but I understand why it's popular. But to do your wedding in a Walking Dead theme, that's pretty bizarre. Yes.
Very bizarre. And what you're talking about is D'Angelo Williams of the Pittsburgh Steelers running back, former Carolina Panthers running back. He had a Walking Dead themed wedding where he and his bride and the entire bridal party wore zombie makeup. The question I have is, how was he able to convince his wife that this special moment in her life, her wedding, things that females dream about their entire life?
Yeah, it was just like you have a high budget wedding with beautiful dresses. They went high budget. I mean, they had prosthetics, splattered on blood, slime. They did as the best they could to make it as much like the TV show as they could.
And I saw a
video
from it.
The pictures look like that. Yeah. They pulled it off.
They definitely pulled it off. The amount of money that they probably put in just to have the makeup done for their entire bridal party and for D'Angelo and his wife, was a big check in its own.
Now, I understand that his wife, Roslyn, wasn't very into it, but of course he convinced her and said, look, you have to convince my bridesmaids, because if my girlfriends ain't happy about being in my wedding, then I'm going to hear it the rest of my life.
This is a huge moment in a female's life, and I'm not saying it's not a huge moment in a male's life, but females wake up every day, dream about it when they're growing up.
It's one of the biggest pinnacles.
Ideal wedding day.
Yeah.
And I guarantee that nobody has ever thought, what if I had a Walking Dead themed wedding? A little 6-year-old girl somewhere in the United States saying, I really want a Walking Dead themed wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. But really cool, though, that he was able to do this and that she went along with it.
Yeah. My hope is that he plays like The Walking Dead when he plays against the Browns twice this year.
The Homerism coming from Wally B is just thick in the room. I love it, though. I'm a Homer, so I do the same thing. But very interesting that this is happening, especially coming out where we have the starting running back Le'Veon Bell for the Pittsburgh Steelers is going to be suspended for the first 4 games. So we're going to see D'Angelo Williams as a starting running back for the Steelers again this season. Very, very interesting. I saw the video where they actually chased him down the hallway. I mean, it's just very funny. But D'Angelo Williams has to get the award for most creative wedding, I would think.
True. And the guts to pull it off.
And the guts, definitely. And finally, to bring it all full circle, probably one of the most ridiculous stories we saw from sports celebrities over the weekend, and this is something that's continuously reoccurring, and it's mainly brought on by social media and the accessibility that that people have to social media and apps that create the connection from a normal human being to these sports celebrities, and that's Snapchat.
Yes.
Draymond Green. It baffles the mind, really. Trying to send a picture, and I'll explain what the picture was in a little bit. Trying to send a picture to a female friend or female companion or a person he was trying to impress, sends this picture, and there's a thing on Snapchat called the story, your story. If you click on that, then anybody who actually follows you on Snapchat can see this. Well, Draymond Green snaps a picture of his private area, and instead of sending it to the girl, he puts it on his story. And so everyone that follows Draymond Green can now see his junk.
Let that confirm that he has an obsession with people's junk. And if he could, he'd probably kick himself.
He would kick himself. No, it's just... I go back to Herm Edwards, former New York Jets coach, who said, don't press send. That's the best advice anybody could give anyone.
He's a true class act. He knows better. He knows.
Think about it. Don't press send. But now, and I'm glad that these guys on the USA basketball team are kind of making a jest about this, because it really could have been something that Draymond Green just haunted him the rest of his career, because we've seen how other guys who have had issues like this, and I go to politics. Anthony Weiner did this at one point.
Oh, boy.
What a name, by the way. The irony behind him sending that picture. But this is something that, sticks with you. Oh, Draymond Green had a great game last night, but remember, he did go ahead and Snapchat his junk and send it to everybody in that follows him. But no, the USA basketball team was having a little fun with them, and there's pictures of DeMarcus Cousins with a fake camera or fake phone and taking a picture of his junk. I mean, they were having a good time with it, so at least he's able to go ahead and move on, hopefully, and have some fun with it. But I just don't understand. I mean, yes.
They don't think.
They don't think. That's my biggest thing is you have all of these followers. You have all these people who look up to you, not only as a sports athlete, but as a person. You know, a lot of these guys have foundations, especially. Yes. You know, what are these foundations that he's running? That, you know, Draymond for Kids. I made that one up, but let's just put that out there.
Exist, right?
Yeah. What do these foundations think when you have a picture come out of something that you posted? It's not like, oh, you know, someone posted a picture of me on a nude beach. That's totally different. You know, TMZ got a little.
That's you in your private moment. So if you've been intruded, intrusion on your life, then you get caught doing something. Well, hey, you know, cameras aren't supposed to be here. But when you do something deliberately on your own and show a lack of thought process, just like, come on, guy. I mean, growing up, our parents, I'm sure, told us all, think before you speak.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to tell our kids, think before you speak and think before you post, think before you comment, think before you do anything on social media, because once it's up there, it's there forever.
Exactly. He did, I think he had Snapchat take it down within, you know, a minute, but once it's out there, like you say, Wally B., it's out there. It's never going to go away.
You know, someone's going to do the screenshot. I got him. Yeah, here it is. And then share it. So
just unbelievable, though. I mean, out of these three, you know, the Charles Barkley one's got me, you know, vexed. It really does, especially with a very, very well-known TV company like Turner Network Television, TNT. To have Charles Barkley go out on this show called The Race Card, it's just, you know, that's baffling my mind. Obviously,
he's a puppet.
I mean,
they're using him because they know that, you know, everyone like us right now, Charles Barkley going to be doing a serious TV show on a serious issue, if not the most serious issue to hit society in a long, long time. I mean, it's been around for a long time, but it's come to the forefront with all these controversy regarding the BLM and everything else that's happened with all the shootings involving cops. So they're using him as the person they know is going to go, what? Charles Barkley going to do something that serious? Come on.
It's a mockery.
And I'm hoping this is a dream. That he'll shock us, surprise us, and be like, wow, he actually has got some journalistic chops.
I will tell you, you are dreaming.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to dream big.
I don't believe that's how it's going to go down at all. I believe that probably after the first couple shows, and I'm sure they're taping it right now, people are going to be saying, why did I decide to go on this show with Charles Barkley? I mean, it's going to reduce credibility of whoever he brings on.
And I'm interested in seeing how those he's supposed to have the mass appeal with and who are somewhat disappointed in his stance on certain mm-hmm. things regarding race. I can't wait to see how they interact with him and if there's going to be any proof or any kind of showing of him in the public and what the backlash may or may not be based on what he does with the show.
Well, let's go ahead and preview our next segment. We're going to be talking about South Carolina football, some SEC talk, and it's going to be – I want to go ahead and throw this out on Twitter before the segment gets even going. What we're going to throw out there is your best and worst case scenario for South Carolina. So I want to know the best record you could possibly think for South Carolina and the worst possible record for South Carolina. Or you can even go say, you know, the best case scenario is that we just make a bowl game. Worst case scenario is we totally implode and lose every game this season. I want to know what you guys have to say out there, and we'll definitely go ahead and break that down.
Clemson fans, don't be calling hating.
Please do. No.
Because you know they will. They're going to go 0-10. So you mean.
And we'll open up the phone lines at 843-652-3776 when we come back. Right now, we'll go ahead and get into our next commercial break. But before that,
turn to the experts at Tire Town to find the right Michelin tire for whatever you drive. And get a premium tire with premium service. Visit any of their Grand Strand locations or online at TireTownSC.com.
Brought to you by Subway. Try the new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt. It's made fresh with rotisserie-style chicken raised without antibiotics and topped with creamy Caesar sauce, melted provolone, and a sprinkle of Parmesan. Get to Subway for the new Chicken Caesar Melt for a limited time only.